Chapter 4, Sunday, September 14th, 1862. Battle of Crampton's Gap. Joseph stood in rank, looking out over the field his platoon would have to cross to reach the enemy line. Robert stood to his right, his youthful face streaked with dust and sweat. Ash stood to Robert's right, and Jerome and Henry had taken up positions almost directly behind them. Everyone was breathing hard. They had broken camp at dawn and quick marched for the whole morning, stopping only to eat a quick meal before taking to the road again. The colonel had ridden at the head of the column, while the lieutenants rode their horses up and down the line, urging the men on. The sergeants kept their place at the head of each platoon, calling out the cadence in time with the drummers. It wasn't until mid-afternoon that they reached Burkittsville and were told to hold position at the edge of a collection of buildings on the north side of the town. Joseph looked out at the fields, and his breath left him. All the training, all the stories from other soldiers did little to prepare him for what he now saw. Cannon fire from the ridge sent fountains of earth and grass rocketing into the air. The vibrations from the concussions traveled up his boots and into his chest. He watched as explosions erupted in the middle of the platoons, sending men and body parts flying through the air. The cries and moans of the wounded, almost as loud as the roar of the cannons, shook him visibly. Joseph watched as their own artillery began returning fire on the Confederate positions on the rise and in the gap. He took no pleasure in seeing men in gray uniforms suffering the same fate as his fellow soldiers.
"Oh, my sweet Lord Joseph!"
Robert stood next to Joseph and shook his head. Tears streamed down his face.
"Steady, Robert," Joseph said. He looked up and down his own line and saw the same look of fear and disbelief on the rest of his platoon's faces. The sergeant strode up the front of the platoon and ordered them to attention. He was shouting louder than Joseph had ever heard him shout before as he tried to tell them what they were going to do. He finally gave up in frustration and waved the men to follow him. Joseph slid his rifle off his shoulder and held it in front, the port arms position. The other men followed his lead. The platoon quick marched across a road that separated the town from the field and began to weave around other companies.